We're going to go back. How far back? Way back. Way back to the Middle Ages. I'm talking knights in shining armour, jousting, handmade crafts and more. All at the Blacktown City Medieval Fair. To join us to talk more is Blacktown's very own Mayor Brad Bunting. Morning, how are you?
I'm very good. How are you going?
Very well, thank you very much. Now, I understand you're celebrating 20 years of the Medieval Fair this year.
That's correct. 20 years this year, which was a vision of our events team some time ago to bring a medieval fair, as you say, go back in time. It has been embraced by the community, not just the community of Blacktown, but the community right around Sydney, and even from interstate people come to join into our fair. It is a fantastic weekend.
Indeed. What makes it so special, do you feel, for why it's been going for so long and why it's so renowned amongst the Renaissance fair folks?
Oh, we invest in it. We make sure that when people come along that they feel like they're stepping back in time. We make sure that we invest in the people that are going to be part of it. We talk with all the different stallholders and keep adding to it as well so that it feels fresh and it's not a stale thing. You can get an event up and going relatively easy, but to keep it going year in, year out is a testament to our team at Blacktown Council and what they do in that space.
There is so much going on for this. Is there anything you're particularly looking forward to?
Oh, we always love the jousting. Anybody that hasn't seen the jousting really has to come down and see two people. They're not just knights in shining armour, male and female, on horses, heading towards each other with big sticks, trying to whack it into the shields. It is fantastic.
And have you got the Vanguard projectiles? What, pray tell, is this, Your Lord?
To be honest with you, I'm not sure what's happening in that one. But what, the other parts of it that are really, really good is the fighting and the people that, they do it on a monthly basis. They come together and they pretend and they reenact fight scenes and so forth. But they one big, almost like grand final type of thing down at the Medieval Fair, which is fantastic to see. As you say, there's other things for other people as well, wood turning and other craft stores.
Yeah.
Lots of things on sale as well. And the best thing about it, people get involved. It really is what you see on TV, people getting dressed up and heading to these fairs. And they're ready to step back in time as well.
Yes, beautiful stuff. And for those with growling stomachs, heaps of great food there as well.
Oh, of course, a whole line of different fare to have, different foods to have, different foods from all around the world as well, because as you would know, Blacktown is very multicultural. We celebrate that with lots of different types of food down there as well. So no matter what your flavour is, I'm sure that we've got it for you.
Yes, and now I'm not much good on the horses with the jousting, but I don't mind sitting back and listening to a bit of music and watching a bit of theatre, and there's tons of that happening there, sort of around the Market Stage area, the Da Vinci Choir, Taras and the Wenches. It's just awesome stuff.
It is, it is. And we do have introduced last year, we've got a bar area as well, so serving of alcohol happens, and there's entertainment in around there as well, so you can relax and enjoy the entertainment if you get a little bit tired out there watching the horses run around.
A flagon of mead for a weary traveller is on offer there. Now, you do say that everyone loves to get dressed up for this event, and as always, there's a best dressed competition.
Yes, there is. As it gets harder and harder every year because people really get into it. And I do myself and my wife. We usually will have on the Saturday night medieval banquet, which we invite people to come along, and we have the big, spit there and all the things you would expect from a banquet in medieval time. So myself and my wife, we get dressed up as the king and the queen, and we get jesters to come along, and there's lots of entertainment. Everybody has their thing. Everybody, whether it is, a sporting thing or an arts thing, but there's lots of the community that loves this type of thing. So as a council, we try to deliver for everybody. So, as I said, 20 years ago, it's grown from a small little thing into, you know, tens of thousands of people that will come out over the weekend.
Mayor of Blacktown, Brad Bunting, talking the Blacktown City Medieval Fair. Would you consider yourself a benevolent ruler?
No, I wouldn't. I would say I am fair-minded. I will make sure that, you know, everybody has their place. But on this particular weekend, we need to play the part, and we need to make sure that people see me as who I am. But yeah, it's such a great day.
You're doing some great stuff there at Blacktown City. It is a wonderful, wonderful part of the world. If you're wanting to find out more about it, blacktown.newsouthwales.gov.au. And if you are looking for this event in particular, the Blacktown City Medieval Fair, fair is spelled F-A-Y-R-E, but I imagine with sort of technology and everything, no matter how you spell it, you'll get to where you need to go to find out more about swords, battles, blacksmithing, shows, jousting, and so much more. Before I let you go, and I thank you, I really appreciate your time, Mayor Brad Bunting. The jousting. I understand there's a prestigious title for the jousting competitions that I'll be fighting for. What's the title?
Basically, they're different events. So it's not just racing at each other with their long sticks. There's other things they need to do, other skills that need to show that they can do, and, you know, picking up things off the ground and hitting other things with their swords and stuff like that. So there's a whole range of things that they have to prove that they can do. So, you know, at the end of the we do crown the champion jouster out there as well. So,
this is awesome, awesome stuff. And we didn't even get a chance to cover the pony rides, archery games, axe throwing, wizards. Oh, this is amazing stuff.
So many things for so many parts of the family. It is a great family day out, and I'd encourage people. But I would also, with a bit of rain around, I would also make sure that we keep on look on our socials just in case. We did have to postpone it in May because there was a lot of rain. So at the moment, still going ahead. The plan's still to go ahead, but I would encourage people to keep an eye on the Mayor's Facebook page or Instagram if you're a little bit younger person, and we will put up there if there's any changes to our schedule.
Wonderful stuff, and I'll put links to that up on the website. I've been keeping a close eye on the weather myself, and I'm hoping that everything is going to clear up as of Monday next week, and hopefully the track will dry out just in time for
That's the plan.
Just in time for the wonderful Blacktown City Medieval Fair. Brad Bunting, thank you so much for joining us here on 2SER Breakfast.
More than my pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.